Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' This is the word of the Lord." For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Mark Hansen from Peace Lutheran Church in Rock Rapids, Iowa, and English Lutheran Church in Larchwood, Iowa.
You may remember someone scolding you for not working up to your potential, not using the abilities God gave you. It may have been a boss, a teacher, coach, or parent. In Matthew 25, the master gave different levels of responsibility to the 3 servants because they each had different levels of ability, and the master didn't like it when the 1 servant failed. In that parable, the master represents Jesus. He'll come back, but it could be a while yet. In the meantime, he gives us work to do, but we don't do his work to be saved. We do it because we are saved. Zephaniah 1 is the Old Testament reading for a year from now when this same Matthew 25 text is the gospel reading. In Zephaniah 1, God explains that he has prepared a sacrifice. That's Jesus. And through the sacrifice of Jesus, God has consecrated you and me, made us holy, set apart. It's like he said at Mount Sinai in Exodus 31, "I am the Lord who makes you holy." Again, through Jesus. In the parable, the master entrusted a huge fortune with his servants. The coin they called a talent was worth over 7,000 days' wages. At minimum wage, the master gave them approximately $500,000 per coin in today's money. And the master wanted his servants to not keep that fortune to themselves. Invest it. Even the lazy servant's coin would have increased if he did nothing more than put it in the bank. But this isn't a lesson on investing dollars. Jesus wants us to invest his gospel in people by telling them about him. He told this parable immediately after the parable of the 10 virgins, which he ended with this: watch, because you don't know when he will return. He wants us to be ready for his return, and part of that is to be busy investing his life-changing gospel with others. And Jesus wants us to feel a sense of urgency, like the two good servants did. They went out as soon as the master gave them his coins. He wants us to be urgent about telling others about him, because we don't know when he will come back or when they will die. Either way, after that, they won't have another chance. Investing dollars has risk, and it can feel risky investing Jesus' gospel in others. But he doesn't leave it up to you to make it work, to convert anyone, change anyone. Only he can do that. It's like with those coins that made a 100% return. Our translations have the good servants saying, "I have made five." Well, and then the other guy saying, "I have made two more coins." But the word for earn is written in a form that shows the coins made their own increase. And that's how Luke records it, and he's more clear in Luke 19. Jesus won't commend you for doubling the number of people sitting in your pew, but he will commend you for feeling his sense of urgency in telling others about him. And that comes from having a closeness with Jesus. The one servant was severely punished because he was not close to his master. So his master's priorities were not his priorities, and he did whatever other things interested him instead of managing the coin he was given. And being in on Jesus' mission, as he invites us to be, makes life richer. I think of it as if we're in a football game and we built a lead in the third quarter. We have two ways we can play the rest of the game. We can keep playing hard, play to win, or we can sit back and play conservative. Don't take any chances. Play to not lose instead of playing to win. Jesus gives you such a big treasure when he gives you faith. Why not play to win? Why not invest his life-changing gospel in others? It's Jesus who does the converting, the changing. We have the fun part. We get to watch him change them. If you would like to hear more on this parable, hear the replay of the morning lectionary. God's blessings.
We thank Pastor Mark Hansen from Peace Lutheran Church in Rock Rapids, Iowa, and English Lutheran Church in Larchwood, Iowa, for today's meditation on God's Word.